Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to unfold. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here with the latest episode of Next Level Chef. We have a brand new episode where we get to dive into an island fish dish. Episode 6.
Tropical island cuisine. We're going to commentate on this. And I want to ask you, have you been to a tropical island?
I have.
Which tropical island have you been to? And where did you go? What did you have?
I have been I've been to Hawaii. So, Okay. And I've been down, you know, like the British islands, I guess you would say, like St. John and
I love that
St. Lucia and all of those. I've done a few cruises and done a few Mexico outings.
Me too.
Cabo San Lucas, I've been to.
I didn't know you were a cruise person.
I have not been on a cruise for over 20 years, but. There was a stint in my very young childhood where I was taken on 3 cruises in a row when I was like 10, 11, and 12.
Do you dig it?
I loved them, but I was also 10, 11, and 12.
I think you and your family would have an amazing time on a cruise. I don't work for the cruise industry at all, but there was a period of time when we were doing a lot of cruises, but then the global pandemic kind of ruined it.
I gotta say, my husband has zero desire to go on a cruise.
Mm.
And the pandemic has thus also like further made that a thing.
Yeah, it's
funny. I just watched a reel maybe 2 days ago of a couple who was on their first cruise and they were like, we're stuck in the middle of a hurricane. It just looked like 30-foot swells. They're just like puking and there's water like everywhere. I was like,
I love a cruise day when the waves are really high and the whole cruise is moving in different directions and tables are flying.
Oh my gosh.
Only because I really like things to go off script. Like
what happens.
Yeah, I just genuinely love to see how things are going to play out when it doesn't go the way it's supposed to. So and on that level, it's very exciting. But experiencing the high wave is not, and the tables moving, or if it's your table moving, is not.
No, I don't do well with sea, like being out at sea for a long period of time.
What did I eat?
I like to eat the fish. I like all the island flavors.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I like the jerk shit. You know what I mean? Conch.
Oh my gosh.
I love conch.
My mother threw a fit once when we were, can't remember where we were, maybe Jamaica. I can't remember. And she was like, I want jerk chicken. And she like wouldn't let it go. Like we had to find authentic jerk chicken. For the woman who eats like one bite of food. It was ridiculous. It's like one of those core memories where I was, and now it's always a joke.
One time we were coming in on a cruise and there was Jimmy Buffett's, which is I think it's Jimmy Buffett's. He had like an island spot and everybody was off the boat was going directly to the Jimmy Buffett's. And on our way, we were in the balcony and we heard another group of people that was like 2 or 3 doors down playing loud music saying, don't go to Jimmy Buffett's, come here. And it was a small little rinky dink.
Perfect.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
I had conch that was out of this world.
So many good memories. And the drinks
were so cheaper. They had like, the man had his dog just walking around and you'd give him
those spots are always the best. Like,
fuck Jimmy Buffett's. And I love that person. So I don't mean that. And no disrespect to his passing.
Yeah, I was going to say, no longer with us. I'm a big Jimmy Buffett. That was my first concert.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents used to take us as little kids to tailgate at Jimmy Buffett concerts.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Tells you a lot about my upbringing.
Well, it definitely informs me of your love of tailgate and stadium food.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, let's break it down. Let's get to the island fish. We have one contestant who is definitely knows a thing or two about this.
You're talking about Zach from Hawaii.
I am. Yeah, he's from Hawaii. He currently lives there. He has lived somewhere else tropical as well. I can't remember where.
I like Zach. Mostly I like Zach I think he just executes every dish really great. This bromance that's, forming
continues.
with him and Blaze is a little, it's getting a little bit weird to me, if I'm being totally
They
honest.
focused a lot on it this episode. Like, they both acknowledged it.
Yeah.
And
And
it.
what's odd about it is not so much Zach's side of it, it's Blaze's. Like, Blaze is playing
He's
into it a
very
little
into
bit.
it.
Almost like at an uncomfortable level for me.
I would like to know. I wonder if we can, like, maybe we'll try to get Zach on social media and, like, have him comment about it. 'Cause I kind of want to
Yeah.
know, like, I don't know when we get to talk to Zach, but when we do get to talk to him, I would like to find out about this a little bit more
Yes.
to see if there still is a bromance or what
And
the level of was actually during the season.
one person on this t on Naisha's team that's really, and I don't know his name, I'm not going to remember his name, but the WWE wrestler,
Mata.
Mata.
Mata,
He
Mata. I think it's Mata.
he's intense.
Yes. I mean, as a
WWE,
WWE my
yeah.
wrestler might be.
But oh my God, the intensity on
Yeah.
this guy is, you know what I mean? Like, and it's great in wrestling, but is it working in the kitchen is my question.
I don't know. I mean, I
Naisha's
don't
really
know.
good at being a mentor and handling
Yeah.
these big
She's so
individuals.
good.
She has such a great team, you know.
She does have a really good team.
And she's just really good at mentoring them.
Like, she was great with Vaughn. I was worried about Vaughn during his cook the whole time. 'Cause he grabbed tuna, which great, obviously, but then he had these, like, weird pigeon peas.
What? Okay,
I don't know what
I
they
have
are. I
this
need to look
written
it up.
down. Like, I have pigeon peas written down, and I was like, what does that even mean? What does that mean
I don't
to
know.
me?
I'm actually gonna Google it because I should have Googled it while I was eating, while I was watching.
But he
Because
is
I was like, what are these?
really funny. Like, Vaughn is really funny, and like, this is who I am rooting for. I want this
Yeah.
person to win this show. He's down to earth, he's humble, he's a good cook.
Yeah.
He doesn't, play baby games, you know what I mean,
Right,
with one
right.
of the judges, you know what I mean? He's in it to win it, and he puts his head down, and he fucking gets, and thinks he's picking rice, and he picks pigeon peas, and he's gonna make
That
it
should
fuck.
take, like, I mean, peas are just like any sort of, they're a bean or, yeah, they're a little legume. They should take, like you said, overnight to cook. Like, I don't
But
know how.
he's gonna figure it out.
I'll
Like, when
figure
I
it
see
out.
him doing something, he's gonna figure the mess of it all out and get through it. Whereas where I feel like the other favorites, like Zach, I guess, is a favorite, and I feel like he is always gonna be looking to be artistic and foo-foo-ish with his shit. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? I'm not to say that he couldn't get himself out of a situation, but where Vaughn is just gonna he's gonna d always be consistent and deliver.
Yeah, and you see that with Zach's dish with his lobster and, like, the way he plated it. It looked very high end, very fine dining.
Yes.
I mean, they're just two different chefs. One person that is also, I think, very serious, to kind of go off what you were saying, is Angela. She doesn't show a lot of, like, and maybe she's just not showing emotion, or she's just so stoic
Yes.
that I'm
I know
like,
what you mean.
do you like being here?
I don't think she likes me either. She's
Like,
just focused on winning. You know what I mean? So
right.
this is an interesting point. So initially, sometimes when I watch a competition, I'm like, which one is Kelsey most like? Sometimes I think about that, you know what I mean? Which is a weird thing, but I guess because we do this podcast, I think
Right. Yeah. No, that's
which one is the
natural.
Kelsey? And initially, like, sort of her upbeat personality, like at first I was like, well, Lauren is like,
Oh.
maybe, but Lauren is irritating, and I never found you irritating,
Thank
you know what I
you.
mean? You know what I mean? And I also, like, we'll get into this, but I find Laura to be in the weeds a lot, in her mind, in her thought. She's not where you were a very thoughtful chef in what you were doing in your competition.
Yeah, she doesn't really have
And
a plan or, like.
no, so now I've now said you're more like Gabby.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
Smart,
Yes. Yeah.
thoughtful, good
Yeah, I
with
could see that.
Gordon, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
still very personable, you know what I mean? But no,
Yes.
like, knows the game, can help someone out of a jam. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I could see that. It's funny when, like, we talk about this, because during the season, like, on the other seasons, like, I've figure, I'd be like, oh yeah, I relate to this person, this person, this one. I didn't find that person really. I was like,
mine is
I don't really like
Gabby.
any of these. Yeah.
Now,
She'd probably be the most like me. Yes.
now that I'm like, now that we're into this, because in the beginning of this, it's really hard to get behind anybody. You know, it's some of the, you
It
know,
just it always takes a little while.
I'm not a big front runner person. You know, I don't get
Right.
behind front runners very quick. So I like underdogs in cooking competitions. Let me be
Well, then you
clear.
must have hated me.
No, because
I'm just joking. I just had to throw it in there.
you were an underdog in spite of your consistency. Like there was,
Oh, yeah.
you know what I mean? Like there were other
Right.
people on that show that season, I
Yes.
feel like, that were touted to win, and you kept delivering in spite of everything else.
I made them have to pick me.
You were under the radar for a long time. And then you just showed up, and I was like, no, this chick has got it.
Thanks.
She's the legend of all legends. I'm sorry. We shouldn't
We get off topic so much.
be
Yes.
talking about you
Back
so much.
to Next Level Chef.
Jordan says he's a Florida boy, so he feels right at home with this beachy theme.
Yeah, and his dish comes together kind of strangely. Because he gets sea bream, which is fine. But then he's like trying to make this like coconut concoction. That
I
I mean,
don't
he has
know.
Gordon taste it. He's very confident about it. And I always laugh when people have they already have a preconceived notion in their mind that what they made is delicious, and they're only asking Gordon to try it because they want a compliment. So he's compliment fishing, and then like Gordon's like, he doesn't
Doesn't
say it's bad. He just
he
says it's
doesn't
deep
play.
salt.
He doesn't play.
No, he did.
Gordon doesn't play games like that.
Right, and
Don't
I
set
just
yourself up for
immediately
the.
thought it was funny that he was like, this sauce is delicious. Gordon, may you come try it? Like, no, you don't need him to try it then.
And
Like,
within, like, he like
stop
says
wasting
like
everyone's time.
he says like four things in like one beat. Like, need salt, too sweet, but like, and you're just like, I imagine standing there like, oh shit, like that didn't, like I thought it was fucking dope, this sauce, you
Right.
know?
Yeah. You're like, I thought he was supposed to taste it and be like, that's fucking delicious. And then we later find when it's on the plate, we'll talk about that later. But,
So we're going to talk about this person a lot this episode, but I really like Wendy. Like
do you?
I just like her vibe. You know what I mean? Like I felt like in the previous episodes, like she's someone that if she gets it together could be really, really good. You know what I mean? Like she's got the right levels of like spice, and like I felt like she's someone that I would probably dig her food, but it didn't go well.
Yeah, I hate to say the exact opposite, but I like never got that vibe from her. And this episode just it was almost cringeworthy.
This
Like
was the
I
unraveling.
was really struggling because I felt so bad for her, and just like watching her not only in that but also in the interviews, like you could tell like she just like didn't have it.
She
Like there was
lost her
nothing in the
mind.
head. Yeah, there was nothing in like going on upstairs that day, and she couldn't translate it into anything. And I was just like, oh my God, this is so hard to watch.
All right,
Like,
but now I'm going to put you in the hot seat.
okay, that's
If
fine.
you were on this competition
Yeah.
and you saw that going on, would you try to help her, or would you be more excited in the fact of like, well, she's out?
No, like if I was mid competition, like for example, like during the finale of my competition, Autumn's oven wasn't working. And like I took time during the finale to like let her turn on my oven, let her use mine, check like I set timers for her dish in my oven to like check it for her. Like I don't want anyone to like go down
On
like
a
that.
technicality.
Yeah, and like stuff like that. Like if she was really struggling, like for example, the leek puree. I was like, okay, you need the leeks for their flavor. You don't necessarily need them in a pureed form. Like, how about you try to saute them? Like, how
Right.
about you fry them? And then you can still have that
She didn't
tech, like
have any
that taste in it.
thoughts. She had no,
Like,
th her brain had no
pivot,
thoughts.
take them out, pivot, you
No,
know,
she
like,
didn't even have pivot. She didn't even have that word in her
no,
mind. She
There was
was, I
this,
mean, at
like,
one point, literally, her fucking gas isn't on.
right, which I like. can happen. Like, I totally see where that happens. But then she literally just kept looking at Gordon like, gas? Why do I need gas? Like, I was like, wake the fuck up.
I don't understand it. I don't understand what happened to her. I mean,
it's just pressure. I totally, it happens. But
Alexandra, who I really like also, because she's a Jersey girl and I'm originally from Jersey. I'm not there anymore. But she's making stuff.
Oh, the mackerel.
And then she tells, Naisha says, so how is this tropical? And Alexandra is like totally confused as to how
it's. I don't know.
I'm going to figure that out. Yeah. What do you feel about that thought process? Like, I grabbed a bunch of shit.
Yeah, she gets asked, like, how is this tropical? And she's like, I don't know. Like, then they go to the interview and, like, cut to it being like, I don't know, a volcano just, like, showed up right there. And, like, now it's tropical. Which, one, I think is, like, funny. I think her personality can be a lot like me. Like, she's kind of dry with, like, her...
Well, you're really funny. I don't know if you know that about yourself.
You say that. The highest compliment to me, honestly.
You are one of the funniest people I know. And
I love it.
And I have to say, this list is not a big list of funny people that I know.
Funny people. Thank
you're
you.
You're on it. So
I can be. Yeah, it depends on the day. Like, I really have to, have the right energy in me. I'm kind of feeling it today. We'll see.
Good. We'll see
if it comes out. But yeah, so she's cooking mac, and I totally you asked me before about, could you see how that could happen? You know, like, she's just grabbing all these ingredients, you know.
Yes.
She's probably just like, I don't even know what the fuck this fish is. I don't know how to cook it. I've never cooked it before. Like, make it island. I mean, as long as I have a coconut, like, I'll make something islandy. I don't know. Like, you need just fruit and coconut.
Right.
You know, like, and I can make a story up about how I traveled to an island and I made this dish.
Right.
Before.
I feel like you're a good improver that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's
make up some story.
That's half the battle to this. Well,
I've never even traveled to an island and you believed my whole story that I did. There it is.
I know that we have said that we can create a whole new version of something that happened and
right.
present it as reality. Yeah.
It's just like, that's my new reality. I'm very good at doing that.
Me too.
So I totally see where she could just be like, I don't know. Like, you just came up and asked me how this is island. Like, I just received these ingredients. Like, I don't know how mackerel and what else was on her. I don't know what else she had, but she's like, I don't know how this is. I don't like, no, can I just cook it first? And then I'll make up my story after. Thank you.
Exactly. You know who we don't talk a lot about on this program is Nicole.
Oh yeah. You're right.
I feel like, I don't know that she's on the show.
I know there's some people, like even Gabby. I was kind of like, who? When you mentioned Gabby, I was like, what?
I've only noticed Gabby recently.
Yeah.
And I'll tell I'll tell you why I noticed Gabby later. But Nicole, I don't even know. I confuse her with Lauren.
Oh, well, maybe a little bit because they're both blonde. I mean,
and on the same team. And they, you know, I mean, but that's an insult to Nicole in a way. Because Nicole is better put together with what she's doing, where Lauren is not even, sometimes she's not even in the same fucking game. She's in there's three levels of the next level chef. She's in the fourth level. Like the.
I think sometimes in the beginning of in these episodes, when there's so many people, there are quite a few that kind of go unnoticed because they're just in the middle of the pack and they just don't get a lot of airtime. Mm-hmm. They kind of go through like, oh, this person's making this. And then we never see them again because there's just like not that much drama around them.
Well, Nicole is, and I guess Angela too, is maybe someone like that.
Yeah, but we see Angela a lot this
episode. Yes.
Like, we get to see her a lot. But yeah, I mean, they just haven't, you know, done anything terrible yet or noteworthy.
Good for Nicole because she's not, she hasn't pissed anyone off yet.
Up. Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's still in it. What do you feel about these mid-round drops when some mother's shit starts coming down from the sky?
That's like, that would be my saving grace. I'd be like, thank the Lord. Like, cause at least then you've had time to kind of conceptualize.
Right.
And I almost think it's better when when you have like some sort of direction, like, yes. I think it's so hard. Like the top level seems really hard to me because you have an abundance of crap coming at you. Like you have so many proteins, sure. So many amazing things. Like how do you pick? And you only have 30 seconds. So then you get like two in your head.
That's fair.
And yeah. And so then this mid-round drop comes down and then you have to use like a fruit or something. I'm like, perfect. Okay. You're mm-hmm. putting me into a direction that like, as long as I have some sort of like guidelines or limitations, then I can think of something. If you're just like, make me food or, you know, I'm like, what? Like,
so
I don't know.
Are you saying that you would almost prefer to be in the mid level?
I prefer middle or bottom, honestly.
Yeah.
Cause I'd be like, okay, what's left? Like, right. What do I have to use?
That's interesting. Then
there's no, like, it just takes off like that whole like third of my decision-making process,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like,
right, because if you're on the top level, you grab the filet for argument's sake, and then you're like, oh well, I want this to go with the filet, and then someone else has already grabbed it. The whole concept that you have from grabbing your protein is all fucked up. So now you're pivoting inside of inside of a big strong choice. Whereas when you get whatever,
just like whatever, you have to make
it out.
Make you just
work.
Have to figure it out. Just start cooking. It's almost like when you're on Chopped and you're like,
totally,
I have to use these things. That's my direction. It takes out like so much brain,
yes,
like space, like it gives you so much more brain space because you don't have to decide what ingredients you're using.
That's
so,
right.
I don't know. That's just my preference. And I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
I think the top kitchen is a little overwhelming for people. Mm. I mean, obviously the middle's great because it's like what you need and just what you need. Like it's not extra, you know.
Boy, it goes from bad to worse for Wendy.
It does.
like literally the shit's on fire. She's worried about her sauce. Did you find yourself feeling badly for her at that point?
I did. Yeah. I mean,
that
felt
was your way.
Little...
That was your, that pause.
That was my routine. I know.
That pause was no.
I did. But again, it was like.
You're on the show. Get it together.
I don't know. I wanted her to take like, I was hope. And that's kind of what it takes. Like that mental fortitude to say like,
there you go.
Mid round, you know, you're 15 minutes in and things are like not going how you want to take 60 seconds to be like, I need a sip of water. I need to like, think like, give yourself that time. So the rest of the 15 minutes aren't totally wasted because she was just like, couldn't figure it out. So it was just not going great.
But I hate, one of the things I feel badly for is when like her fish is on fire. That's embarrassing, or she says she's mortified by it. You know, but it also her dish isn't great and they're doing a lot of Gordon, Wendy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's overdubbed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm
or
sure
if that's
it is,
happening
but...
in the moment. But it's just that is triggering anxiety, you know, to be.
And I think that's why, like, I was so anxious watching her that I was like, oh, this is like painful to watch, that I just like wanted it to stop. I was just like, oh my God, just make it stop. And her interviews just didn't help.
No.
Because she was just like, oh,
and then she's that's true. I wrote, this is where I noticed Gabby, because Gabby comes up to her and she's like, breathe, it's
oh
gonna
at the
be
end,
okay,
yeah.
You're okay, just breathe. I mean, like, I have to say, everybody needs a friend like Gabby.
Yeah, just be like,
yeah,
calm.
Like she Gabby
and then
could have
breathe
been
out.
Like, yeah, like you're gonna get through this because she recognize. I wonder what Gabby does in her other life. You know what I mean? Outside of this, because she would be a really good team leader to be able to just like assess like Wendy is fucked right now. You know what I mean? There's still a lot of game here. There's still a lot of game in this game. Like someone on Wendy's team could totally have won.
Right.
You
and
know,
saved
and saved her,
right.
saved her. So there's nothing to get in. There's nothing to get into your head about just yet. You know,
right?
Okay,
but.
so let's go to the judging.
Yeah, let's go to judging.
I have to say, the deliberating is not as bad as it is on MasterChef, because on MasterChef, you can hear the whispers, but all you can do as contestants watching the judging is observe them from the window. You probably don't hear
You probably
Angela,
can't hear them.
Wendy.
Well, and I feel like there's, I don't know, maybe here there's a little bit more like you almost know more because they've already like discussed it pretty at length with
Yes.
them that I think they pretty much like know. Although it's kind of weird because, well, this comes into play.
Go ahead.
Like
We're gonna say the same thing.
they can assign anybody to go in the bottom. It doesn't have to be the person that did terrible.
Well, we learned that.
Right.
We do learn that.
Yeah.
And also though, I do respect that Blaze really, and we'll see this a lot through the season where he really goes to town for his people. Like, that was the best dish, or how can you say that this was
Yeah,
and
they weren't
I
getting heated about it.
yeah and in a few of these episodes there that he really stands up for his people, and not to say that Gordon and Aisha do not, but like
So,
he's a fighter.
question, was he a fighter only because it was Zach's dish? If it was someone else on his team's dish, would he have fought as hard?
Well, he's obsessed with Zach.
That's what I
But
mean. Then he fought so hard for that lobster dish to win, because and it was Zach's. If that was
Oh, I don't know.
Lauren's dish, would he have fought as
I
hard?
don't think he would fight for Lauren for sure, but I think there are people on his, like, I think each judge has assessed, this is my couple of front runners.
Yeah, like my two people.
So I'm going
Yeah.
to fight for those people, but and not just, I can't say, because you don't know if he would have fought for someone else,
You don't know yet,
it's
but
hard to
it's
say it.
interesting
Well,
that it did
it
happen
gets
to be
interesting
Zach.
as the show goes on, for sure.
And Naisha's was Vaughn, who obviously he's a big front runner. So both of them were
Right.
like
So
fighting
and
hard.
Vaughn made the tuna, right? So I mean, how do we want to do the judging? I don't know that I've looked at all the different dishes, but I know that Vaughn won.
Yeah, so Vaughn ended up winning. It was between Vaughn and Zach. They just like could not decide who they wanted to win, and like
Yeah, that was a battle. Yeah.
Zach's was way more high end,
Right. Oh, because
very like well executed, very like if I'm going to an island, this is my like one dish that I'm gonna eat. Very special. Vaughn's was a really good technique. Showcased what you could do in the basement, with
Yeah.
like shit ingredients. He made the pigeon peas work. He cooked the tuna well and covered it in jerk seasoning, which is really hard to do
Yeah.
and not like totally lose the flavor of the tuna. So they both did a great job. I mean, I don't think they could have picked like wrong.
Either one should have
Yeah.
won.
Yeah.
The
It
only way
was
this
a
affects it
process.
is like, is when
What team has
who's going to be
immunity?
safe? You know what I mean?
Right.
Essentially.
Yeah, like who's gonna be safe? But Wendy, regardless, wouldn't have been safe
No,
because
she
Blaze and
wouldn't.
Naisha.
She
So she was done
yeah.
for.
She was definitely going
She
to be
was
in the
going
bottom.
regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
But it only would have informed who she was going against,
correct. So they end up choosing Vaughn
as the winner.
as the
And then
winner.
Mata reacts to this win as if he won. He's screaming, "Let's go." Why are people saying "Let's go" like
It's a
this?
big thing. People love to say, let's go.
Do you say it?
I mean, I don't really have reason to be that excited about anything. Like, my kids
I
don't
just
like take a bath, and I'm like, let's go. Like,
such a odd
I don't.
it's such a level of excitement
It's
that
usually in sports.
it makes me
Or I
nervous.
would think, like, I would say it maybe after I, like, was in a competition like cooking and I like just got something on the plate and it was good and I was excited about it. Like when the time hit zero, I'd say, let's go. But not like if someone else like won
Wouldn't
something.
you start on the let's go? Like at the beginning, that feels like when you would scream, let's go, like we're starting. At the end, or
No, lots of people do it at the end.
I'm noticing this.
Yeah, in
And
sports,
Mata
it's
is
like at the
really a
end.
big, Isaiah and Mata are big let's goers.
Well,
Big.
Amada is a sports guy, so I get it. Like, it's a
But even
adrenaline,
Vaughn looked a little bit
testosterone
like,
thing.
what are you doing? Like, you didn't win.
Just excitement, dude.
We're not tag. We didn't win the tag titles. You know what I mean? That I won the competition. What are you doing? But it was fine. I mean, it's exciting to see Vaughn win this thing.
Not that exciting.
I just don't
No, I
understand
get it.
how
Yeah.
that's
You're like, why
go-sha.
are you? Maybe if Vaughn did it.
If
It still
Vaughn
is not
said
the right time and place for it. Like, that's just out of context.
Vaughn doesn't have that kind of let's go energy.
No.
He's
I
humble
told you, he's a
and like
snuggler.
he's a real deal.
No, he's
Yes,
a snuggler.
you have referred to him as that.
He has snuggle energy.
Yes.
Mata does not have snuggle energy.
No, you'd reach in to snuggle and he'd be screaming. You know what I
Exact.
mean? There'd
So
be
you feel
so,
me. You know what I'm
yeah.
talking about.
Get off of me. No,
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not.
I don't know. We shouldn't be commentating on whether Amada is a snuggler. Okay, so now it's between who is Gordon going to put in to go up
Correct.
against Wendy?
Yeah, so Blaze picks Angela to go into the bottom to compete, to save her life.
Right,
And
which made
then,
sense.
yeah, it made sense after her bag grab, the food just like did not turn out. And then Wendy, or then Gordon has to decide, and he does this whole thing about, it's basically this whole little like montage about, or like I'm
Monologue.
gonna, yeah, thank you. I was like, montage, a monologue about how he wants to pick somebody who can come back and gonna
Yeah,
keep
and
his
beat her.
team
He wants to
intact
beat
because
Angela,
he
he
wants to
said.
keep his team
Defeat
of
her.
five and beat Angela and come back. And so he said,
Now,
I would pick Jordan.
this is where it all falls apart for me with Jordan. Because Jordan, at times, to me, seems like he would be one of my friends. Like, there are times when I'm like, oh, Jordan and I would go get wings and beers together and fucking laugh about the episode. But this whole drama regarding the immunity and using the pin and whether he should or shouldn't use the pin and the theatrics and then sorry about the sauce. Like, just no, stop. Stop. You know, you won the fucking pin. Use the pin and
Oh yeah. So you're like okay with him using it, but just like
own
own it
it.
up. Yeah.
Don't go through this whole
Yeah,
like it's
the
a
whole thing.
difficult, oh, I don't know, he's gonna be fuck that. You won the fucking pin for a reason. And
Right.
if and then he goes up there, I don't know if you know heard this, and he uses the pin and he whispers, sorry about the sauce. And he's
Oh, is that what
talking
he
about
said?
his dish, which is irrelevant at this point. You know
Right.
what I mean? Because it like,
Yeah,
what are
you're
you
like,
even talking about?
it doesn't matter anymore. It is one of those positions that myself on one of these shows, I would never want. I would be so mad that Gordon was putting me in this situation, this
It's a game. It's a
predicament.
game. It's a game.
It's a game. I'd be like, why the fuck are you doing this? Like, I
Kelly,
don't want to make this decision. Like,
but Kelsey, you wouldn't be dramatic about this. You would put the fucking. You would have said, "I'm going to use the immunity this week."
I don't
That's
know if I would have, because I'm such a people pleaser. I would have probably been like,
truth.
oh, Gordon doesn't want me to use it. He wants me to fight for him. And I would have been like, yeah, I'm going to fight for him. And then I would have totally lost. And then it would have been the whole, like, it would
I'm
have
just
been,
saying. You know what?
it's getting me anxious and
Other
worked up
shows.
right now.
Other shows, if you are someone that follows along with us and has followed along what Gordon shows, Wayne would have had no problem using the fucking pin.
I know.
Fucking Jason would have
I
had
need
no
to
problem. Hell's
learn to
Kitchen
have some more balls.
would have had no problem using the pin.
But then people would
I
light
feel
you up on
Vaughn.
the internet and be like, why aren't, like,
Who cares about the
oh,
internet? You
she's
need to
such a
say
bitch.
Vaughn wouldn't have thought twice about it. He would have just used the pin. You won the
Right.
pin. The game is you win the pin. So anyway, props to Jordan for using the pin for
Right.
sure.
But just don't
And
be.
not caving, because we've seen people like that too
I know. That's what I mean.
who
I would
would
have caved.
cave.
I would have caved. I've been like, Gordon, whatever you want me to do,
Now,
you tell
having
me.
said that, Jordan is safe. So Jordan doesn't have to go in the battle
Right.
royal.
Right.
So it's Wendy versus Angela in the Battle of Pork.
Yeah,
You know,
pork.
one's doing a pork
Pork.
chop and one's doing a pork loin.
Yeah, although like Angela is like, she wipes Wendy out. Like,
what the
she
fuck was that?
Pushes her over.
That
like
was...
and I know Wendy's like she probably only weighs like 85 pounds, so it's probably not that hard to push her over. But when Angela was like, I want that pork loin and I don't care what I have to do to get it, she was like on it.
The
Which I'm
problem,
like, what's wrong with the pork chop? Like, I mean, as we see, it takes a long time to cook, but
the problem, I just feel like Wendy's had such a bad day. Did you have to knock her down too?
I know, yeah, that was a little like over the top. I was like, oh, but she got right up. Like,
no,
to her
yeah.
point, she was like unfazed. She just got up.
Well, if
I
we
probably
ever,
would have been like, what the fuck, bitch?
If we ever had the chance to talk to Wendy, I would have said to her, but you got back up.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, indicative of this entire situation at the
Yeah,
end
she got
here.
up and she didn't complain. She just like got her pork chop and she just went.
She did her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Wendy's cooking her pork chop. She's doing like a chili glaze. She's going to her Asian flavors. Love it. I was like, good. Okay. Like, she's on the right, like, she's on the right, you know, road for this one.
Right.
And then Angela, she's doing her pork loin, fine. But then she's doing these like rustic potatoes, which I was like, no, these look terrible.
Yeah.
I hate, well, I also like hate chunky mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm okay with it.
Are you? Ugh.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I like when like a little shit happens like that. Yeah.
You like chunky mashed potatoes?
I don't hate them. I mean, I would prefer smoother mashed potatoes, but I don't mind if it's a little rustic. I'm kind of into it, depending on what it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry to
That's
disappoint you
okay.
on that
That's
level.
okay. But so Wendy's is looking, actually, she's looking pretty good. I was like very hopeful. And then her pork, I mean, with, again, a pork chop takes a while to cook. It is not cooked through. Like, it is.
Well, there was also the unneeded drama of Wendy wanting to cut into the pork
Well,
chop,
yeah, that's
and
what I was getting
everybody
at.
in the fucking room
Because
is
she shouldn't do that.
screaming. Okay, yeah, I get it. You know what I mean? But she's, you know, this girl's had a really rough day, and now she's going to go back and watch the episode. Not only did she have a rough day with a shit going on fire, getting knocked over, and now
we're so sensitive today.
The whole other team is screaming at the fucking television set as if she's just dropped the ball on the fucking, you know, at the fucking, in the end zone. You know what I mean? Or, you know, whatever. Like,
she
I mean,
really should, but that does end up kind of killing her.
No, it does. Yeah, I
so
understand.
She shouldn't have done it.
I'm not saying I don't agree with their reaction to it, but like, it's just, I just imagine, you know, watching all this playback has to be very difficult for someone.
Yes. My perspective watching the episode was like, so Wendy is not doing an interview with us, or we haven't gotten a hold of her yet.
Right.
And I can understand why, because
this
the
was a
episode
horrific week.
Was really hard for her. And so that would, I can imagine watching that back was probably not, it's not fun to like watch you go out on an episode like that. So I
not
wouldn't
at all.
want to relive it either.
Not at all. And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure in her world, when Wendy invites people over to her home to cook something, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure everything is just like incredible. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
yeah. No, there's no doubt.
And I'm sure she's just like a fun person to be around, and we'll probably have a laugh about all of this, you know, one day. But this was a really bad exit for somebody on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a rough episode. But also doesn't change like what happened. You
Totally.
know, it was like,
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, but I did think it was close between Angela and Wendy at the very end, like for who, like when they were judging, doing the blind tasting.
Right.
It was close. And I honestly thought like, oh, if Wendy had just not cut into the pork, like she would have been okay.
But Wendy is out of here.
Wendy leaves. Angela is safe. And that's all she wrote. They like get out of there. That's this episode. That's what happens. So now Gordon's down to four. So what he wanted to happen didn't happen. He wanted to keep his team intact. Thanks, Jordan.
Well, no, I mean, there's no guarantees that Jordan would have stayed anyway. You
right.
know what I mean? So,
no, right.
I mean, it's a, you know, when you're in that final, it's a real, right. you know, it's a real crapshoot as to what's going to happen. So
I don't remember
what team Wendy was on. Do you, it, like, was she a home cook? Or,
I don't know. That's a good question.
Just curious to
I forgot to write that down.
We'll have to dig that up for the and let everybody in the next episode know.
So, all right, guys, that was all. We had very controversial, differing opinions on this episode.
And usually we're on the same page, but that's okay. I know. That's what makes this show, our podcast, so interesting.
I know. All right, guys, stay tuned. We do not have an interview with Wendy coming up after this. We will let you know if that does happen. But stay tuned. We have our review of episode 7, which is the International Street Food episode, coming up next. See you there.